All right, we run into a cultural dilemma here with Ezra today. Because we can see the intermarriage, and now there are families involved that are being disposed of, basically. And in most modern cultures, we don't have a way to relate to that. In fact, we could view it as just almost cruel, prejudiced, and even sexist. To pull meaning, we have to go back to exactly what was going on. We've spent the last 7.5 months together, every day, watching the development of the children of Israel, a people that God separated unto himself, and the ebb and flow of their relationship with God. They're rising and they're falling, and they've been grandiose on both sides, both the rising and the falling. The children of Israel have been in exile. They have been taken from their land completely. And God has returned them as exiles to reform and rebuild, which was his promise. And really, before anything can really get going in God's restorative work, the exiles have already severely broken the covenant, broken the law, broken the agreements by intermarrying with other peoples, which would bring in other gods, which would bring in other customs, which would bring impurity into the land. Ezra sees this, and he's just grieved to the core, because as a leader, he knows what this means. And it doesn't mean anything good. It means downfall. And so they have to group together as men and leaders and decide what to do. And unfortunately, to restore things to proper order, some families had to be disbanded. Terrible. Even in the text, it feels terrible. It feels hard, difficult. I used to read these portions of scripture and be so confused at God. I just felt like, why are you doing this? Now in my walk with God, and now as I read the text, I see the truth. God didn't do it. The exiles chose to willingly and willfully disobey. So, are there repercussions for the men who took wives from foreign countries? Yes. Are there repercussions to those wives? Certainly. What about the innocent children? Yes, unfortunately there are. But who did this? Who is responsible? In the past, I'd be the one indicting God and saying this is unjust. Now I see that it is unjust because the men, the leaders of the exiles, disobeyed God. They brought this down. And this applies to our world today. We can look at injustice, we can look at poverty, we can look at any number of things that are not the kingdom of heaven. And I hear so many people say, well, how would a loving God allow such to exist? God doesn't love the injustice. He's really not even tolerating it. He hates it. God doesn't love the sin and the repercussions of sin in this world. He despises it. He has given man the dignity of free will. And with free will comes repercussion. And we are the body of Christ, so what are we doing about it? Under the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit, who will only ever bring the kingdom of heaven. who will only ever bring the fruit of the Spirit. So Ezra and the leaders have to make some hard decisions. Really hard decisions. And that is what we find ourselves involved in a lot. And as we go deeper into breakthrough, breakthrough to purpose, breakthrough to a deep and effective relationship with God, breakthrough to true, legitimate, authentic intimacy with Christ, we're going to be faced with these things in our lives, difficult things that force us to put away anything that interferes with our relationship with God. So does that mean we can toss our families if they're unbelievers? No. Quite the contrary. Scripture speaks clearly to that. Does that give us reason to break agreements that we've made, that obligations that we've placed ourselves under? I don't know. That is between you and the Holy Spirit. But I do know the spiritual bonds that we've placed ourselves in through sin must be broken. And we've got to get ourselves free, whatever that means, one way or the other. We've got to be clean before God, pure in heart. That is the man who will see God. So this process is honestly called sanctification. The ever-increasing, everlasting process of our transformation into being God-like, Christ-like, the image of God. And this is what we must do. And the book of Ezra really gives us a picture of sanctification today. We've got to undo what we've done that destroys our covenant with God.